Good morning. I've been talking with a lot of people about how their lives have changed since COVID-19 arrived. Most things have been canceled or postponed. Trips and parties and weddings have been rescheduled. Graduations may happen without the pomp and circumstance. And going to hang out at the mall is no longer an option. School happens at home on the computer, and many people are working from home. But for those that are homeschooled, some of it may not be all that different. But missing seeing your friends at church events and other places can be lonely and hard. We're lucky that we have social media, phones, computers, and email so that we can keep in contact. But the real contact that we need to maintain is our contact with God. All this will pass, and our relationship with God will always be the most important one we have. All around the world, this virus has had an impact on how we live our daily lives. But it's not all bad. Because so many things have been postponed, the busyness of life has slowed down. Many parents that would normally be at work are home with their children, and I see lots of caring. Many people are sharing food with their neighbors and making phone calls just to check in on friends and make sure they're okay. Other people are making masks and giving them away, and healthcare workers are the heroes of the day. The Message translation of Romans 12, 1 through 2 is one of my favorites, and it talks about our everyday lives. This is what it says. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings out the best in you and develops well-formed maturity in you. So during this different time, let's look for new ways that we can be caring, creative, and giving. Let's look at the world through God's eyes and find ways to bring joy to those that need our help and support. Let's pray. Father, help us to be grateful that you have given us enough. Let us share all that we have and know that you will always provide for us. May your love grow strong in our hearts and lives. Amen.